Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and now Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol is here. Hi, hello.
Hi, Meghna.
Actually, I should say welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
To the show. You're a professor of jazz and perspectives in world music at Emerson and president of the musicians collective Dunya. And we've actually had you on the show a couple of times before. So it's great to see you again.
But
if I remember correctly, the most recent time we had you on the show was actually for a particular work you'd just done. It's for this. So let's listen a little bit.
Sure.
So, can you tell us a little bit about this? Remind us.
Of course. Just about 4 or 5 years ago, I had this idea of taking Shakespeare's Othello and reimagining Othello as an Ottoman eunuch from 17th century. It's perhaps partly due to my Turkish Cypriot roots. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents are from Cyprus. And, of course, Othello takes place in Cyprus. And so I was familiar with the story of a historical character, yeah. Sümbül Ağa, who lived in 17th century Ottoman world, and he was a very famous Ottoman eunuch at the time. And so I suddenly had this idea of combining the two of them and creating an opera.
Yes, it's called Othello in the Seraglio?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, this particular piece is Shutakarub?
Yes, Shutakarub.
Shutakarub. And this is you singing?
That's me singing.
Okay, well, so let's listen for just a couple more seconds of this. So Othello in the Seraglio is being performed again tonight at Oberon in Cambridge. And originally, that's why we wanted to have you back on the show to talk a little bit about the piece and its production again. Mm-hmm. But in a way, the piece and that what the music that we just heard kind of sets the mood for why we really want to talk with you. Because in the past couple of days, you've told us that things have changed pretty dramatically for you in a way that surprised us. So mm-hmm. Changed how?
Well, going back to my personal experiences, I've been living in Boston for 23 years. I came to Boston 23 years ago to go to Berklee College of Music and study jazz and so on. And so I really consider myself a Bostonian. I grew up here. I was 18 years old when I came here. And I really love the city. And I mean, I know every corner of it. And after that many years living here, suddenly a couple, months back when the California shootings happened, me, my wife and my daughter, we were having dinner at a local restaurant. And
local restaurant here in Boston.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And, suddenly up on these TV screens in the restaurant, out of 9 screens, all 8 of them had, Donald Trump and, saying no Muslims will be allowed in the country and all of that rhetoric with, the lists going to be, made up of Muslims and so on and so forth. And suddenly I felt uncomfortable. I'm not able to find a better word to describe that feeling at the moment, especially with my daughter who is gaining her own identity, growing up here and so on and so forth.
Well, so you felt that suddenly at that moment, had you here, and it happened at a restaurant here in Boston. Mm-hmm. But, Mehmet, if I'm hearing you correctly, I mean, had you had that feeling before here?
No.
Never,
no,
not
never,
once.
Never, not even during 9/11, nothing, no. Because I think this kind of rhetoric has never been professed in a way that it is out there right now.
So this is why we wanted to talk with you, because, mm-hmm. of course, we can talk about your music and maybe we'll have a little bit of time to do a little more of that, but this is our mm-hmm. chance to really get a personal take mm-hmm. about how this sort of political moment that we're in is really settling in the souls of Bostonians. Mm-hmm. And you're one of many, obviously, and you have your own point of view. But but tell me a little bit more, because one could say, Mehmet, that's, yes, it's just, it's national politics. You're saying that nothing has actually changed for you physically in Boston. So why the difference, though? Why the discomfort?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, it's... for example, I was a couple days down the road. I was in my classroom at Emerson College, and here I am in my world music course lecturing on Sufism, music in Sufism, that is Islamic mysticism, which I've been doing for 10 years, you know, twice a year in two different semesters. That's just what I do. And but this time around, suddenly this feeling came inside me. And I felt as if by talking about it, I'm defending something. Because it's hard to explain, but it just gives you that position. It puts you in that position because suddenly you know, you're aware that the nationwide rhetoric has changed. And all of a sudden, here you are talking about something that has been, you know, publicized in a different way, and I don't know, you know, that feeling came up inside of me. I couldn't help it.
But that's it's an important transformation, though.
It is, absolutely, because and I'm not one. I'm not a person, not a professor, not a composer, not an artist who is about sugarcoating anything. To me, it's always about providing a balanced view of a culture or you know, people, and or if it's a religion for that matter. So I never, you know, necessarily want to put out there a filtered view of anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, your surroundings, of course, put you in these moments.
Surroundings. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to say... Personally, of course, I feel dismayed that you feel uncomfortable walking around our city, speaking with your students. I mean, it's a difficult thing to hear.
It's no longer with me. I had it happen during that time, and it, you know, it's less.
But nevertheless, I want to ask you something. I do want to ask you, because again, you're giving us this personal take about how our national conversations reverberate in individual lives.
Absolutely.
Is it because of the media, for example? Because, you know, I'm not hearing you say that your students are telling you anything different.
No, yes, I should definitely make that clear. It was not the classroom. It was not my students. It was not my college. It was not my, not even necessarily neighborhood. It is, it started with those TV screens. And then how, at least, Trump manipulates media. I mean, that's manipulation for sure. I guess politicians and artists have this in common. We can manipulate, you know, media in ways that, you know, we want to. It's up to us, because when we communicate our art or our, you know, whatever we're trying to communicate about, most of the time the person across is not necessarily all that knowledgeable about what we're putting out there.
Yeah.
So there is a personal duty there of being legitimate about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Othello, for example.
I was just going to ask you, there's so many lessons to be drawn from just that.
Well, you know, with Othello and the Seraglio, as a composer, as an artist, I, you know, always thought that I'm providing a multicultural, a cosmopolitan, a sophisticated, an in-depth, a complex, an unfiltered view of a society but that is much like here, you know. And I think that's why at that point in time, especially, I started thinking that, my God, here I am bringing this work to Boston, to the city that I love. And at this point in time, it should be heard more than ever. Because if, beginning with this work, if I am able to help plant a question in someone's mind, then that will be the start of awareness.
Yeah. Well, Mehmet, I'd like to thank you for coming in and planting the seed of that awareness, at least through our show here today, and for also sharing with us, again, I have to say, this important sort of personal check-in on how we talk and converse as a community has an impact on individual members, on all of us in this community. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Mehmet Alisan Lakol, he's a Grammy-nominated composer who teaches the history of jazz and perspectives in world music at Emerson College. He conceived and composed Othello in the Seraglio, the tragedy of Sumbul the Black Eunuch, a coffeehouse opera. It will be performed tonight at Oberon in Cambridge. We have more information about that at radioboston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.